stories are the junk that's in our trunk. Our trunk, our trunk, our trunk. The junk in our trunk. Read them out.
I feel like on this show, a fair few times we've talked about people swallowing things they shouldn't.
Yeah. But a lot of people have been swallowing them with their butt, though.
Up the boot.
Up the boot.
Had a lot of
Ducko. Boot. Waiting for the story to come out about you.
Probing is the new 2020 trend.
Not in your life.
Anyway, guys, feast your eyes on this story. Oh, it's gross. A bloodied toothbrush had to be removed from a man's stomach in surgery because he swallowed the entire toothbrush while cleaning his teeth.
What?
Why?
It says it was while it was cleaning the back of his throat. Who does that?
I know.
My tonsils are a bit dirty.
I see the people who brush their tongue. Did he get a little bit too vigorous?
Yeah, he got a bit too deep.
Is he a coronavirus? Like, oh God, clean everything.
I'm so sorry, and I don't know if this is going to add to the story, but guess where it was?
Do you play the music? Okay. And we'll try and work it out.
Okay.
India?
Ah, yes, it was, my friend.
Let's take us through. Like, grab your pens, guys, in front of you.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Think about how much force and the angle that you're going to have to do with both your head, neck, and toothbrush to get the whole thing into your stomach.
I haven't even put the pen down my throat, and I'm not going to, but the idea of it is making me gag.
You know those people who don't have gag reflexes, though, and they can do it?
Do you know a couple of people like that?
Oh, I've met a few in my time. It's always good. It's always just good to come across people like that in walks of life. You know what I mean?
Come across or seek them out.
Well, don't marry them. That's for sure.
Why not?
Don't marry a sword swallower.
Oh, you could.
That's so impressive. I love those guys.
Anyway, I know. I always thought they were foldable swords. They're not. They just don't have a gag reflex.
Maybe he doesn't have a gag reflex. He's like, here I go.
And just do you reckon it was a joke?
It was so small. Yeah, well, I don't know who tries to clean the back
Imagine
of their throat.
Imagine the bristles going down your esophagus. Yeah. Wouldn't that feel strange?
I wonder if the doctors are like, look, we've got this bloody toothbrush, but man, your esophagus is clean now.
Yes. You know how you have Metamucil to clean out your intestine?
Yeah. Actually,
have a toothbrush to clean out your esophagus.
I've read the article. I've got it.
I'm glad you did it now.
This happens before the chat.
No, mate. No, we're live and loose. So how old are you again, Nick?
38.
Okay. He's 39, right?
Okay.
So when he's 39...
Is it you?
He just wants to experiment because life is almost over. He's on the town. Just like, you know how you've been saying how life's sort of getting flat?
Yeah.
And so he just thought, you know, what if I put this brush deep down my throat and just see what happens?
Maybe, yeah.
So did he start to feel ill and that's why he sought out the surgeon?
Yeah, I think he swallowed it and he thought, okay, no, I'm good. And he started to feel really sick because he had a toothbrush in his stomach and then he had to go get surgery. And that's an awkward chat. Like, what'd you do? Oh, I got a Colgate up my... I swallowed it. How'd you do that? Oh, I was just, you know, deep-throating toothbrush. I'm 39.
What's more embarrassing, I swallowed a toothbrush or I shoved a toothbrush up my butt?
But definitely the second one.
Do you reckon the second one?
I think the first one.
I think it's stupider.
Because I would semi...
The swallowing. I
think it's dumber. There's no shame in trying to test the...
That's true, but I would semi-believe someone who said...
Do you want to tell us about your no shame? There's no shame in trying things up the door.
There's no shame in men, grown men, just trying to test what can fit. You know what I mean?
It's like you've done a really massive shit. And you're like, wow, that came out. What could go in?
I didn't get to experience childbirth, so I need to experience something.
No, just to chuck a toothbrush up there, I'm sure.
God, I hope my family and my fiance are not listening to this.
I'll make sure they hear it, don't worry.
I think that's the first thing that my wife Georgette said after delivering twins. Felt just like a toothbrush.
Give it a go.
Have a go, doll. All right, I'm 39, may as well. In the morning,
in the morning. Hello across Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Nick, Jess, and Ducko for breakfast.
What time is it?
Showtime!
Ooh, it's bloody Friday, guys.
Here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, what a vibe we are already. You can tell we love Fridays.
Oh, I mean, is there a person on the planet that doesn't?
Oh, how about Maddie, our news girl? One of a few. Her Friday is her Monday.
Oh no.
It's the equivalent, I think, of being the sober person at the party when all your friends are getting more drunk. Like, everyone's just like, it's Friday, this is literally my Monday, guys. Yeah. Please stop celebrating.
When you go into, like, a Westfield Qatar or something on the week and it's like, oh, it's the week, and they're like, yeah, cool, I'm working, you know, 8 days straight.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, thank you for your service. Bye.
Like, Christmas holiday time and stuff, when you go in there and you see everyone working, like, Westfields.
Yeah.
Everyone's so joyful and so happy, and they're just there getting plopped.
Yeah. It's the 10th time in the last hour I've heard Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh. Hey, guys, but we have a huge show coming up.
Oh, don't we just, guys, the Bachelor finale.
Oh, my God.
It's all wrapped up. Lockie did find his lady. He chose Irina.
Oh, shock horror.
But we will be chatting to Bella.
Yes.
The runner-up.
Yes.
I don't like using words like winner and runner-up. It's not
somebody.
Do
you want to do winner and loser?
That's a nice
one. We're chatting to the loser, Bella, today.
It's a search for love. Shouldn't be, you know, these sort of terminology. But
so true.
She didn't win.
Sure. We've got one of the three most talked about people in the country, guys. But in about half an hour time, I've got a life hack to do with dental floss.
That's way better. And also, guys, Connor Watson joining us, as he does, before 8 o'clock. I have some updates on my song I'm writing for him, me, well, Kaylin Ponga, Connor, and me as a thruple.
That's right. Hello.
Yes.
That, which hit family, if you missed it, Connor requested.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. You know.
Ducko's been diligently working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Maybe
with
I'll...
Bonnie Anderson.
It was quite hard to put in what she did. She had a beautiful voice.
Yeah, you can't really create that.
Maybe I'll tell him about my dental floss hack.
So true.
Oh, but more people need to know.
You're just squeezing that in there again, aren't you?
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
Guys, am I scary?
No.
I mean, you have your moments.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Not scary.
I
but
wouldn't
like
have thought I was scary.
Passionate. You have you have that Italian passion.
I think my family might be scared of me. And then they've known me the longest. My mum called me yesterday and... Well, actually, she called me about three times, but I missed it because I was kind of out and about and I was busy. And I eventually called her back when I got in the car and all that with the Bluetooth. And she was like, Jessica, where have you been? And I was like, I've been out, Ma, relax. And she could hear, obviously, the speaker, the echo. And she's going, are you driving? I went, yeah. Oh, my hand's free. Relax. It's all good. She went, no, can you pull over? And I went, what's going on? And my first instinct, you know, when your parents call you in this sort of tone, something's happened.
Yeah.
Someone's died. What's going on? Yeah. And she's so panicky and breathy and she's racing. I went, Mum, I'm on the highway. She goes, is there a service station coming up? Jesus, can you just tell me? Because I'm starting to get antsy and I could see the BP coming up or whatever. So I did pull in. I'm like, I'm 3 minutes out, whatever. I finally ripped the car in. When what's going on? She goes, I sent you an email. Yeah?
The most urgent form of communication.
Yes. Literally, I was email.
May as well have paged you.
Yeah, if you text me during the day, I was ignoring the call because my mum can chat.
Yeah.
But I was like, a text I may have looked at.
Mm. Now, I'm pretty sure in most emergencies, people just email 000.
Yeah, so true. Like, the email hotline. Yeah.
To be fair, she is a boomer with tech. Maybe she thought she was sending a text. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, I was like, an email? What do you mean? She goes, I had my appointment with the dress designer. She's getting a dress custom made for my wedding.
Oh, not your dress.
No.
Her dress.
For the mother of the bride dress. She goes, I had my appointment, but I need your approval on the fabric. I need to get back to them by close of business today. By the time I'd called her back, it was about 4 o'clock.
She kept refreshing her emails.
Seriously?
She hasn't replied yet.
She was in a state. And I was like, Ma, I thought someone had died. Yeah. What the hell? She goes, well, I need to get back to them and I'm scared of what you're going to say. And I was like, this is so dramatic. And I love it. So I open the email and it is this royal, regal, mustardy sort of fabric. It's floor length. They've done a design. She's got the cap sleeve, like I think Princess Margaret wore at her wedding back in the day. It is the most over-the-top, insane thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, go for it. Yep, tick of approval. Thanks very much. So now she's obviously set the precedent because my sister-in-law messaged me a picture of a dress the other day. She goes, what do you reckon of this? And I went, tick. I'm like, all right,
Here we go.
This is now going to be a thing. My mum and my sister-in-law have started this. I'm going to need to see what you boys are planning on wearing, and you get the tick of approval. I'll give you my email address.
This is great. Now you can add to the pile of things that you're doing for the wedding. Now you're doing the napkins.
Napkins. Oh, no, no. We're telling Angus to do the napkins. But she's
Sorry. But I'll approve the napkins. I'm a good approver.
And now, on top of all of that, you're going to do dress approval as
Ducko and Nick's dress approval.
Yes. Okay. So until you submit them, I'll put you basically down as not attending.
Okay.
Could we just word to the boss? Can we get another assistant for Jess here? She's going to have quite a bit of
she
time
is busy.
Taken up,
and how would you feel? Because I've got a very, I was to my sister's wedding.
Okay.
I got a
I'd rather something new.
Well, it's a white tux. How would you feel about me wearing white on your wedding day?
I approve.
Thank you, mate.
Shut up, Gilly.
My sister didn't love it, but I did it. And God, I popped in the photos.
A white tux? Well, no, because Angus is wearing a black tux, my fiance. You can't come in with a, looking like a bride.
I was going to wear some really nice shorts.
Yeah.
Like what colour?
And thongs. You had good thongs. Havaianas, weren't they?
Yeah. Like new ones. Yeah. Though. I'll buy them specially. They'll be new.
Yeah, they'll be new.
Yeah, but are they like those
They're kind of blue and they've got fish and like beach.
Oh, are they board shorts?
They're not board shorts. Yeah. They're like proper material.
Oh.
They're good. They're like linen-y sort of. You can wear them in the ocean, I guess.
Yeah. That will take a while to dry, though. Yeah.
Remember how you guys were worried I'd put you on the bad, you know, table?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you don't get a table at all.
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
Well, yes, the most watched thing on TV last night, guys. Batchy finale. Of course, Bella didn't get the rose when this happened.
When I told you I love you, like, I meant every single word. But I think I need just a little bit of certainty. I just don't know if I can see us working.
I just don't get it. Yesterday, you told me you were in love with me.
I am in love with you.
Why not follow through with a relationship then? Oh my God. Can I leave?
Oh, it was and awkward, wasn't it?
It was gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to make her have to listen to that because Bella is actually joining us this morning. Hi, Bella.
Good morning. look, it's not the best thing to listen to, but I feel like I had my closure watching it back last night. So what's another round, hey?
Oh, great attitude, girlfriend.
Yeah, and you'll probably have to hear it another 2,000 times this morning, Bella. But, I mean, all power to you. I thought in that moment where you found out something pretty bad, you composed yourself, you said exactly what you were thinking, and then you just left. It was a great mic drop moment. But what I want to know is, it appeared as though with the edit, you said, can I leave? And then you kind of looked to the camera, then there was a quick cut, and then you were off. Can you tell us, A, how long it was in between that cut, and B, what happened there?
You know what? I can't actually remember because I had so much adrenaline in that moment and I was kind of just numb at that point. So I think just before we said that, I think I'd actually said to him, you know, the plans that we had, like we were talking that Lockie and I were talking every day for 3 months during lockdown. So I was like, don't try and tell me we didn't have plans. And then at that point, I was like, I can't even stand here anymore. So I looked to the right and I was like, can I leave? And that's kind of when I walked off. So
were people like nodding at you or shaking their head or?
Every single person to the right of me was nodding their head.
Right.
Jeez.
And how many are there behind the cameras?
I couldn't tell you, but there's more than about 5.
Did you have a vibe, though, before you went in going, he's not going to pick me, it's going to be Irina? Or were you certain? Like, because it's such an artificial environment, it's easy for us to watch from the outside, but you're stuck in it.
You know what? I had a bit of a constant battle with my head and my heart that day. Part of me was like, surely he wouldn't tell me he's in love with me and wants to make me happy for the rest of my life if he doesn't mean it, right?
Yeah. You would think.
Yeah.
You would think, Bella, I saw on your Instagram last night, you posted a photo with the caption and part of it said, we connected on so many levels right from the beginning, some you saw, but most you didn't. And is that because you had that sort of 3 month or however long period where production was shut down in the mansion and you all had to go home and everything resumed via Zoom, basically? Was there stuff going on between you and Lockie that, you know, wasn't being aired because you had each other's phone numbers and we were able to talk to each other and almost build a real relationship in a semi-real world?
when you're FaceTiming someone for 3-4 hours a day, you kind of tend to think, like, surely they don't have the time to do this as anyone else.
Yeah.
3-4 hours a day? Oh, like,
that would play with you so much.
I know. Was he talking to Irina for 5 or 6? Or,
yeah, how does that work?
Like, how does Irina feel knowing that he was talking to you for 3-4 hours a day?
Yeah.
So at the end of your Instagram post, you were quite reflective, but then you finished with the line, hopefully I don't have to kiss too many other frogs. is that what Lockie is now, just a frog in the past?
Look, a frog in a pond of many, I feel, but he's her Prince Charming. So I feel like, yes, he may have been my frog, but he was someone else's saviour, I guess.
Well Bella, since the show's been airing, how much crap has come out about how Lockie's been behaving in the real world? Yeah. How many Instagram models, influencers have come out with screenshots and stuff of messages and, you know, all the Instagram sleuths screenshotting him liking all bikini pics. Were you keeping up to date with that stuff as the season was rolling out, being like, I did dodge a bullet?
Look, you can't believe everything that you hear in the media, and I know that for sure about me. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. I probably wouldn't be the happiest girlfriend at the moment, but also I've been learning new things about myself that are coming out in the media every day, and 98% of them aren't true. So, you know, if it's anything to go by, maybe all the stuff coming out about him isn't true either.
Okay, so I just want to do a couple of quick fires. Can you just give us a yes, no on these rumors being true or not?
Fire around.
All right. True or false, you got threatened with not being able to go on Bachelor in Paradise, not just you, but other people, if you behave badly in the mansion.
False.
You were pictured on Tinder. Was this a legit photo?
So false. I've never had Tinder.
Okay. You're living with Beck and you weren't allowed to watch it with her last night because of contractual agreements.
False, but I do live with Beck. I can say I did go into the show to find a soulmate and I found it in our friendship, but I decided to watch it with my beautiful mum last night because she has been there with me right from the very beginning. So we decided to get on a little bit of a champagne drink last night. So Beck was here in spirit. She was on FaceTime, but unfortunately she couldn't be with me last night.
Bella, is it true you had a contract that wrote you into the top two?
No, but you know what? I can't win. Beginning of the season, I had a contract that I was ending up with him because I knew him before.
Yeah.
And now at the end of the season, I've got a contract that is telling me I'm runner-up. So.
And is it true you and Irina have patched it all up and going out for cocktails soon?
No, that is not true.
and lastly, I just want to know, what's it like? Because, yeah, you started off the season as the favourite. You know, everyone thought he was going to pick
you. Oh, my God, the heart on the sleeve
stuff.
Yes,
on the first date on the boat and blah, blah, blah. It was so lovely. And then it sort of just started turning and then the vicious between you and Irina and the rumours and blah, blah. What's it like seeing yourself on TV going from hero, I don't want to use hero to zero, but hero to like sort of...
Villain almost.
Yes.
Well, yeah, look, I think... honestly, I am I'm a passionate woman and I do wear my heart on my sleeve, and that doesn't always mean it's going to be happy, cheerful emotions, because there's no love without pain. So I did show all my emotions, and I guess when I feel like someone's being a little bit shady, I call them out on their BS. But, you know, Irina's ended up with Lockie, and I don't, at the end of the day, they're not going to, you know, Irina can't look bad to a certain degree. I don't even know what to say about it, to be honest, because there's so many nitty gritty little details. And I look back and I'm kind of like, we were two girls in love, you know?
Yeah.
We went and did things. And at the end of the day, I wish them the best.
Yeah. And do you have love right now? Any guys with you right now?
Yeah, I know, Bella. I feel like you've been papped 1,000 times with people and they're going, whoop, new romance, whoop, new romance, honestly, whoop, new romance.
I can't. I mean, I've dated Cody. Apparently, I'm dating Nathan. Yep. I'm dating new people every
day. You're dating Jad.
I can't even buy my grandmother a cake without a new article coming out saying I'm dating someone. So, and literally, the paps have been sitting outside my house. So I go for a coffee, and it's like, Bella goes for a caffeine fix.
Bella turning to caffeine in desperate times. Well, Bella, runner-up last night on the Batchy. Unlucky, but maybe you did dodge a bullet. And good luck with everything in the future and finding love. This isn't the last of you. I'm sure we'll see more of you.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. And thank you for being so lovely. These are some situations where we need to ask, don't ya? Or do ya? Or don't ya? Or do ya?
Yeah, 13, 10, 60.
Oh, yeah.
You got to answer this.
Can we just have a moment?
We do, we do. I know we're an audio platform, yes, but Ducko, set the scene.
Nick Gill was just straddling the microphone, singing that Do You Don't Ya by himself.
I've never said, mate, your hips, tell Shakira.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't
you
lie.
Can move for a tall man. I worry you're going to break, though.
Not in
for
good
a lanky
ways,
but string bean. We just got cameras installed in
we
the studio,
did.
So I hope they were recording just then.
See if we can get the footage of that and delete it.
Okay, what is it
okay,
today, mate?
Do ya, don't ya, stick your bag and just grab...
Stick your bag.
Sorry. Stick your hand in a bag of Alan's Party Mix and just grab. Now, that's the do ya, don't ya. I'm going to elaborate because you need to.
Pray tell.
So, when you get handed a bag of party mix. Maybe somebody is the owner of it and they're just offering it to you. Or maybe it's a communal bag of party mix that you're passing around a group. Do you look in the bag and start searching around? Maybe you like the lips. No one does. Maybe you're trying to grab a strawberries and cream or like a jelly baby or a snake or something like that. Or you just grab and politely pass it on to the next person and just eat whatever you copped.
I'll give you 2 seconds to guess what Jay Farchione does.
You're a selector.
I'm a selector.
Really?
I'm a big fan of particularly these party mix sort of, you know, it's not all raspberry jellies or whatever.
Yeah.
Pouring it out.
Yeah.
Like ripping open the bag, pouring it out like you might do with a Macca's French fry.
No.
So they're all on
display.
Can't
do that.
What do you mean? I don't like everything in the party mix. But I don't like everything.
If I chop a banana, I can just offer it to somebody else.
No, but then your grotty fingers are all over it.
Yeah.
I don't want your secondhand banana.
Party mixes aren't great for COVID times, are they?
No,
communal. That's why you got to select what you want.
I'm a bit of a fence sitter right now because it all depends on, like, if you two gave me the bag, I'd select because I'd be like, oh, stuff, it's just you two.
And it's one of those things where if I'm holding the bag, you'd snatch it out of my hand.
Yeah,
depending who it is, are you taking the bag off of me?
Yes. But if it was someone else, I'll try and be a bit more polite. I'd just take what I could and be like, oh, great, I got the milk bottle or whatever.
No,
it is.
You know what you got to do it with? The Starburst fruits as well.
No.
Because the grapes are the best. I don't want to sift through
the
others.
Though, if I hand you, all right, let's go back to the party mix analogy here because I'm just a grabber. If I get 7 Jesses before me and then I'm lost, all that's going to be in there is black cats and bananas.
Yeah, and that's what you deserve for being polite.
Take what's yours.
Yes.
I like it.
Whereas if there's a red snake at the bottom of that bag, I should be entitled to that as the last person for people politely just grabbing it.
No way.
The
to each their
weapon.
Own. You got to fight for what you want.
But it's a communal packet with...
Look, guys, it's so controversial, isn't it? It's look, online even, Beck said, no, then you'd be scrimmaging around like a chicken scratching for corn. Just find the ones you like.
Great analogy.
What's wrong with the chicken?
And then Hamish came on. He says, I don't eat lollies. Well, that's not what we're after, mate.
Thank you for
Hamish.
Getting involved.
Oh, bloody awesome, you legend.
Maybe we could get a whole board of people calling up saying, I don't eat lollies. I don't know why you asked
that
this question.
That'd be good radio. Let's go to Gillison Heights. Tanita, do you, don't you, reach into the party mix and grab whatever?
Don't you? You have to carefully select exactly what you want.
I love that, Tanita. And what's your strategy? Do you snatch the bag off your mate and dig through, or do you rip it open and pour it all
no
out?
No one does that.
Or I actually kind of eye my way through and check out what's in there and then go for a good grab.
Go for a good grab. Solid grab. Okay.
You're talking about me maybe touching a lolly and then handing it off to you. Meanwhile, I'm pouring it outside on a table.
Yeah.
Spreading them all out and then what, putting them back in the packet, the ones you don't want?
Who's not finishing a party mix?
Oh, once you open it, once you pop, you can't stop. You know 100%. What I mean?
True. Tamara in Shortland, do ya or don't you just reach into the party mix and grab whatever?
Do ya? Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Talk us through it.
Polite company. Yep.
Why wouldn't you like a lucky dip?
No, but do you like every lolly on the face of the earth?
Nah, the black cats are rubbish.
Well, what if you picked up a black cat?
Yeah, what does...
You just put them in the bin. Nobody wants them anyway. You're doing everybody else a favour.
That's true. That's
yeah, but then
cool.
You've wasted your turn.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Then you just have to go again quicker.
Oh,
you know
well.
What I mean?
Apparently 74% of all global waste is discarded black cats.
That's a landfill. Alicia is in Belmont. Alicia, do you, don't you, just reach into the party mix and grab whatever?
Don't you?
Oh, smart lady. Exactly. Sorry we have, like, more refined tastes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I like to match certain lollies with other lollies as well.
Oh, ooh. What do you squash together?
Here we go.
It depends on what mix you're having.
Okay, what about the retro party mix?
Oh,
what
you squashed together? Didn't know we had so many.
I like mix, like, green lollies with red
wine. Mm. Okay,
ooh.
Green and red.
Green and red.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Okay, well, guys, you know what this means.
A bloody split.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying Mel in Belmont is the deciding vote.
I'm saying Mel in Belmont is the deciding vote.
All right, Melmont in Belmont. Melmont. Do ya or don't ya, just reach into the party mix and grab whatever.
Jess, we are winners.
Don't ya. Pardon me for having more refined palate than the other animals. Talk to me, Mel.
We live in a society.
Well, I'm one of those people. I like to take my time. I grab the bag, yeah. I shake it around,
yeah.
mix it all up,
oh, yeah.
make yes. sure I grab all the ones I can eat, and do what Alicia does as well. I mix the flavours together.
Okay, make little new combinaciones.
I've never known about mixing the flavours together. I don't think about it.
You're missing out, mate.
Okay. I mean, I'm not thinking about it as much as Mel and Jess.
You need to be pickier, and you need to smoosh.
That's because your once-a-year treat is some plain Greek yogurt.
And a deep breath.
Hey, deep breath.
Dark chocolate with orange peel.
Mm. Oh, that's disgusting.
You don't. Thanks, Mel. Really appreciate that.
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
Connor Watson. Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Friend, see, that was just to me.
No, I get the platonic friend. Gilly's the platonic friend. How would you like to address Ducko this morning?
Hello, my best friend.
We already started. How are you, mate? How's things?
Yeah, really good. How are you, mate? How's the family?
Family's good. Family's good. Yeah, no, mum, dad are well. They said to say hi. Sorry. I mean, are we on air? I can't even tell.
Giddy little schoolgirls, you two.
Okay, we've got a lot to unpack. Should we talk footy first and then
Let's
get into it?
Let's talk footy first
okay.
and then you guys get to your
get
thing.
Get it out the way.
Because I've been crunching the numbers, guys. We want a home final, right? Which means we need to finish sixth.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Things are looking pretty good because we've got that half point from the draw. We're sitting in sixth at the moment. Rabbitohs are sitting on seventh, 1 point below, which means that they need to beat the Roosters, who are sitting in third.
Okay.
If we win, nothing can take away sixth from us.
Okay.
However, if we lose and the Rabbitohs win, then the Sharks could also jump us if they win by more than 67 points.
He's beautiful
more
minding
than
it.
67.
He's beautiful mind.
Have I missed anything, Connor?
Nah, that's a lot of numbers.
Now, Connor, you repeat what Nick just said.
So basically, if we win, we're sweet.
So you're going to beat the Titans.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, tonight, 6 p.m., playing at the goalie, versing the Titans. Look, the Titans are going well lately. They're on a bit of a streak. It burns me to say this, but they're Queensland's best team right now.
But it's a dead rubber for them.
It is.
They're two games behind.
They can't get
they're
in.
Out of the eight, so maybe they're.
No, they've got everything.
What
to play
are they playing for?
What are they playing for? Does this, if you were in the Titans situation, Connor, if you were sitting ninth and you were two games outside the eight, would you still be playing your hardest?
You would be playing for definitely playing for pride, but I think probably look at how we were last year. You know, like in our last three games when we couldn't make the top eight, we sort of when games got a bit tough, I think we fell away. So. I know we've sort of spoken about it. As long as we start fast and sort of make it a bit of an arm wrestle and a grind, it's a lot harder for a team who's not going to be in the eight to stay in a game like that. So that's what we're going to try and do.
And a lot of teams getting criticised, like the Storm. They're fielding like 20 new players, like not their A team because they just
never... resting heat.
Yeah.
So can't lose second.
How are the Knights going? We're not resting the big stars. Do you think that's a smart idea, not a smart idea?
Well, we had obviously Kalen, Heimel and Mitch Barnett rested, you know, against the Roosters the other week. But I think Adzi wanted to do it to that week because he felt that it was important for us to have some momentum going into the finals. So resting your players like the week before the finals probably kills a bit of that momentum. So that's why he rested them. And, yeah, the guys are just looking forward to playing. You know, there's a lot on the line for us. The home final, there hasn't been one here in Newcastle for, I think they said like 2006. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
And 2013 since we were in the finals, which we've achieved. So that's good times.
Yeah. It all sounds good for the cohesion.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. What do you reckon that's doing for the spine, Jess?
I reckon it's doing good things for the spine. And I look forward to seeing the boys do things. Cohesively.
Did you feed her that ducko?
Yeah, he's really dropped off.
I've been busy. Okay, let's get into this. I've been busy, Connor. Okay, I'm working on a song for you because last week you asked me to do a song like I did for my partner Morgan, which was a horrible song. If you missed it, we did it on this show.
Your love.
To be best friends. And I said, look, Kaylin's probably your best friend right now, Connor, but we could be in a thruple. How would you and Kaylin feel? And he said, write me a song and I'll let you know. So, Connor, I've got a bit of a backing track for the song and stuff. I'm thinking, though, what are your thoughts on country vibes?
Yeah, me and Kaylin love some country, so...
I knew that.
That'd be nice, man.
Oh, wow. I mean, okay. And even if you didn't, Ducko, you're already, you know, in tune on some sort of wavelength.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And then I was thinking, Connor, if I can get this recorded during the week next week and we can maybe film a film clip, would you and Kaylin be able to watch it together to take it in?
Yeah, definitely. I could organise that.
Okay.
You could organise some time in front of the TV.
You could organise 2 minutes to sit in front of the screen.
No, we don't want to put you out, Connor. We don't want to put you out.
I've got a bit of the song here. Not me singing, but this is the actual song, Connor. Just let me know if you're vibing it. You know?
Give us some walls or something.
Yeah. Connor, Ducko, Kaylin. See, country, you can twang everything. I can make things rhyme. What do you think? What do you think about this, Connor?
Yeah, it's like a very country love song sort of beat, isn't it?
Trust me, mate, it's going to be very lovey.
But you're vibing it? You're feeling it, Connor?
Yeah, I am. I'm really looking forward to it, eh?
Do you want me to... I've got the first line. Should I go live for the first line?
Yes! Oh,
yeah, let's hit it.
Are you ready for this, Connor?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Hopefully I hit the mark right. It's been 4 months since you were in our studio. The last time I got to touch you and hug it up with my bro. That's the first line, okay?
Chuck a bit of reverb on that. You got yourself a hit, mate.
I might keep it.
Anyway, that's not bad.
Thank you.
Not bad.
All right, expect the song. You and Kaylin get ready. Next Friday, it's coming, okay?
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Neither can we, Connor. Neither can we.
Home final, forget about it. Like, yeah. This is what we're excited
this
about.
This is the cohesion we're more concerned about.
Thanks, Connor, mate. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
I hope we're friends after. He doesn't think I'm a creeper.
No, no, no,
you've come this far, like, without him thinking that, honestly.